8:14 on Connect FM for your morning connection on this Wednesday. And well, we have a special guest with us today, and that is the executive director of Downtown Dubois, Shirley DeRouge, back once again.
Good morning, Bronson.
Well, it's always nice to have you here with us, and we'll see exactly what's going on in the downtown. It sounds like you still have quite a bit going on.
Still have a bunch of things going on. Farmers Market is every Saturday, rain or shine, in our Pershing parking lot. They're at the corner of Brady Street and East Long Avenue. Starts at 8 a.m., runs till 11 a.m., and obviously you want to get there early for all the good stuff because it gets picked over pretty quickly. But that is every Saturday, and that'll be running through until October, I believe it's 3rd.
I believe it was beginning of October, if
yes,
I remember right, but I could always be wrong there.
But it's the first Saturday in October is the last farmer's market. So you still have time to get out. Still so much more coming throughout the season.
Yeah, and with that, you also have a lot of other things going on. If I heard right, a meat raffle.
Yes. Downtown Dubois is a nonprofit organization, and we operate off of donations and fundraising, contributions from the community. We can't do anything without the community's support, and that means financially. So one of the ways to raise some money for operational costs here, we are doing a meat raffle with Palumbo's Meat Market. There are tickets available. I have some here at the office. All of our board members have the tickets available, and we are looking at possibly making an evening where you can stop and purchase them either at Palumbo's or nearby Palumbo's.
Yeah.
So that is going on. We will do the drawing August 28th, I believe. I don't have the dates in front of me. But there will be three winners. Top winner wins $250 worth of meat of your choice from Palumbo's Meat. Second prize winner wins $150. And third prize is $100 worth of meat from Palumbo's.
And that's quite a bit. Although, knowing Palumbo's, I've been there a time or two. That will go pretty fast,
pretty
though.
Fast. But it'll be in time, though. Think about Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all of your steaks or hamburger or whatever you're looking to grill. I mean, that'll cover a nice cost of Labor Day celebrations.
And has this been very popular so far?
So far, we've been selling quite a few tickets, and I know a couple of my board members have made it a competition amongst themselves to see who can sell the most. So we're having a good time selling them, and just excited to be doing something a little bit different to help raise funds for Downtown Dubois.
And this is something that we really didn't talk about much before the show, but it does go with your downtown role. And it also coincides with your role here as City of Dubois Deputy Mayor. And that was a recent trip that you took, and you got to look at other downtowns and really how they operate.
Yes. As Deputy Mayor, I got to attend the Pennsylvania Mayor's Association Conference in Bethlehem. And I took advantage of that time there to explore their downtown. I have a unique role, and it was one that that intrigued a lot of the other mayors throughout the state. There were a lot of smaller boroughs, and so I got to explain to them how a Main Street program works, how our downtown functions and operates. But then I took time to explore and talk with the small business owners and take a look at their activities and their events that take place in Bethlehem. And it is an adorable downtown, and they take a lot of pride, and the shop owners are incredibly friendly. Even prior to knowing who I was and why I was there, just it was truly an experience. And so I thoroughly enjoy visiting other successful, thriving downtown Main Street programs. And they don't have to be large. Some of them are only, you know, two blocks long. But mm-hmm. they really embrace what a downtown should be. And it provides me some insight that maybe, and ideas that I can always bring back to yeah. Du Bois and share with the business owners.
And I know the downtown group here does quite a bit. And even looking forward, you still have a bunch of things planned way in the future, but it's going to be here before we know it.
Yes, yes. Like we have our Grapes and Hops coming up, our Jammin' on Jar, mm-hmm. and, you know, our Scarecrow light pole decorating contest. And all that's going to be coming out here in, like, we're going to be advertising all this here in about 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Because it's that time of year. It's almost back to school time.
Believe it or not.
Yes. So there's a lot of fall activities that we do. I'm looking at some ideas to really boost those activities and make them something more. But again, we depend on donations and fundraising opportunities to help make that happen. Without those contributions, and we're always accepting donations to help make those events happen. And one other thing that is also happening right now is the Hometown Hero banners.
Yes.
Hometown
Almost
Hero
got
banners.
That, one.
That is also a fun, a lot of people don't realize that is also a fundraiser mm-hmm. for Downtown Du Bois. Yes, the banners can be pricey and there's a lot of cost involved,
yes.
but we do have to make a little bit off of, because it's work. It's a lot of work on our part mm-hmm. to design them and then, you know, get the photos and put everything in and make sure everything, all the printing, all the wording, everything is precise. It does take time.
Yeah.
And so we have to cover the cost of that time, but mm-hmm. And then also make a small profit, but it's part of our sustainability.
Yes.
We're beautifying the town with the banners, mm-hmm. but it's also a fundraising sustainability
yeah.
type of project as well. So we love them and we're thrilled to be bringing them back. And hope everybody enjoys having them back on the poles here this fall.
They have always been quite the popular thing and
yes.
maybe even controversial at times.
Yes, yes. But overall, it's a community favorite and just happy to be bringing back the program. Just revived.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Shirley, for being on here with us today. And I guess we'll see you again in 2 weeks, it sounds like.
2 weeks.